Special Counsel, Biden could not remember when he was vice president or when son Beau died. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 8, 2024. President Joe Biden could not remember when he was vice president or when his son Beau died. According to the final report from Special Counsel Robert Hur, who is not prosecuting Biden for his handling of classified documents. The report essentially affirmed that they uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. But the report highlights Biden's deteriorating memory and ultimately does not establish guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. In addition, Mr. Biden's memory was significantly limited, both during his recorded interviews with the Ghostwriter in 2017 and in his interview with our office in 2023, the report reads in part. The report continues. And his cooperation with our investigation, including by reporting to the government that the Afghanistan documents were in his Delaware garage, will likely convince some jurors that he made an innocent mistake, rather than acting willfully, that is, with intent to break the law as the statute requires. The report also described Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. In fact, the report added that Biden could not even remember when he was vice president, nor when his son died. In his interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. If it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? And forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. In 2009, am I still vice president? The report revealed. He did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died, the report added. Further, the report added that Mr. Biden's lawyers found classified documents in the garage was a damaged, open box containing numerous hanging folders, file folders, and binders. The box was in a mangled state. Donald Trump Jr. is among those who have questioned how Biden could be deemed mentally impaired yet still be deemed worthy of remaining president by Democrats.